When the snow flies, most of us will trudge to the store in heavy coats. But Holly DeMond will just be walking out to her freezer.
These are our fruits. We eat a ton of blueberries throughout the winter. And all of that is ratatouille. And then there's corn. And then underneath here is the beginning of our meat stores for the winter. But that will fill up to the top.
Holly DeMond has her hands full. She and her husband have busy jobs and a 3-year-old daughter. They also have a basement full of mason jars. As the Michigan harvests come in, they spend 4 days a week buying locally grown cherries and sweet corn and squashes, and chopping and cooking and canning. DeMond says, yeah, sometimes people call them crazy. But she's proud that even in the winter, her family gets half of their diet from local sources. Holly DeMond says at first, she just felt local food would be fresher and healthier. Then she says she learned how far most food travels. Some recent studies say your average piece of produce travels 1,500 miles from field to store. DeMond says she worries about the environmental costs of shipping lettuce from California or apples from New Zealand or China.
We do believe that every dollar that we spend is a vote. And so I think politically, I think we're helping to change some of the systems, bigger systems that we just don't like and don't appreciate.
DeMond says for her family, it's been a gradual shift. They eat local meat and produce, but they still drink coffee and eat chocolate that's shipped in from far away. But some local eaters make food buying sound like an Olympic contest. James McKinnon and his partner, Elisa Smith, spent a year on what they call the 100-mile diet.
We were absolutely 100% hardcore about it by the end. In our house and crossing our plates, by the end of last year, there's absolutely nothing that hadn't been produced from within 100 miles.
And that means every meal, every glass of wine, every spice, except for salt. The couple started their experiment during a long, cold spring in their Vancouver apartment. Their first attempts didn't exactly work out. They ate potatoes and turnips and kale. They lost 15 pounds in 6 weeks. They pulled all-nighters, canning hundreds of pounds of vegetables. But McKinnon says things really started to turn around. Their 100-mile diet grew rich on trout and salmon, fuzzy melon, wild mushrooms, and pumpkin flower honey.
A whole year of eating unprocessed foods made from scratch, picked at their seasonal peak, we felt fantastic for the entire year. The year of the 100-mile diet was almost certainly the most diverse diet I've ever eaten.
McKinnon says he found nearby farmers growing delicious rare varieties of tomatoes and apples that wouldn't be economical for supermarkets to sell. The ranks of local eaters are growing. A similar group of 100-mile eaters sprung up independently in San Francisco. They call themselves locavores, as in local and omnivore. And there are the 80,000 members of Slow Food, a movement to defend traditional foods and ways of cooking. They're all firing back against one-stop shopping. But these people say being truly devoted to local food is like an extra part-time job. That's because our food systems are not designed to be local. Rich Pirog heads up the Marketing and Food Systems Program at the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. He says after World War II, farmers were encouraged to expand and specialize in just a couple of products such as corn and soybeans.
We have seen our food system become more specialized. Food is traveling farther distances. As we have moved into the last 2 decades, we have seen that shift to be even more global.
Pirog says chances are your supermarket apples are more likely to come from China than your local orchard. He says pushing back against the global food system is no easy feat, but he doesn't think most locavores want to cut off global trade.
But what they're advocating is, I would say, a sort of an incremental approach where in season we provide more of the food that we are able to grow.
Pirog says reviving 10 to 20% of local food sources could boost local economies. So locavores near you are canning food instead of buying cans because they think it might just be better tasting and it might be better for the earth. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.